Legal Tuesday with Joe Stanley, the morning mess on demand at 95x.com.
Joe Stanley's coming up next, Legal Tuesday on the morning mess.
Also, Katie Grimes is back.
Autos 5X, Joe Stanley is in the building, and we're going to kick off Legal Tuesday when we come back. Getting your questions right now, we just got a text message, 315-629-9570. Don't go alone. You can contact Joe. Good morning, Joe Stanley. How are you?
Good. I almost spilled iced tea on your board again, so that would have been bad.
I hope our engineer is not
listening.
Joe D just cringed. I was worried about you. You're a little late today than normal.
The traffic was somewhat.
Did you see the sinkhole down here on James Street?
Yeah, well, the traffic on James Street was a little bit...
A little ridiculous?
Yeah, everybody was either late or early. I'm not sure, but they're all at once.
So it's kind of like a Monday and a Tuesday.
Yesterday, I had to go up to Krause just to pick something up, and it took me like 40 minutes to get from there to Fayetteville to see my dad. With all that construction on Marshall Street, you just sit there
and wait everywhere while
trucks move.
It really is. Joe Stanley is here. Hit us up right now with your question, 315-421-9595. If you want to remain anonymous, we don't need your name. Just ask the question. Hit us up on the text line, 315-629-9570. Don't go alone. You can contact Joe at the office. Joe, how can it reach you at the Stanley Law Office?
Sure. StanleyLawOffices.com is the website. Our phone number is 1-800-608-3333. And my email is joe@StanleyLawOffices.com.
We're going to personally invite you to the Morning Mess Mash on Thursday, August 17th. It's our third birthday party bash, and it's happening at the All-Star Alley in Destiny, USA. Joe, I'm not sure if you can make it or not, but you have an open invitation.
Oh, sure. I'll mark it down because, 3 years, it doesn't seem that
long. I know.
It's crazy, isn't it?
Yeah, congratulations.
Thank you. We made it 3 years.
Yeah.
People didn't give it 3 days.
Joe, what do you think of that?
Yeah.
Is it 3 years? Is that possible?
Exactly. Joe Stanley going to do Legal Tuesday after the Lumineers and Cleopatra at 95X. Mass. Marty Shannon at 95X. This segment being brought to you by the Stanley Law Office. We do it every Tuesday at this time. Joe Stanley is here, and it's Legal Tuesday on the Morning Mass. So with that said, get your questions in to Joe. Joe even said when he came in this morning that he got an email from a listener that didn't have time. She had to run into a meeting, but took the time to email. So people actually do reach out to you, Joe.
Oh, sure. I get lots of good emails from the listeners, and it's great. Hey, send them if you can, just send an email, and I'll try to help you out or find somebody who can.
I think the most important thing we like to stress here when we do Legal Tuesday, and Joe says it all the time, is if you find yourself in a bad situation, it's not going to go away.
No.
So get the legal advice that you need before it's, I hate to say it, but too late, right, Joe?
Which does happen all the time.
It does. People wait.
Yeah, and you know, it's like that fear. You know, you want to go to the doctor because you think you're sick,
uh-huh.
But then it gets worse.
And then it can get to the point where they can't cure it.
See, that's the thing. I hate going to the doctor
because
you're so afraid they're going to say, oh, you got cancer, or you're going to die of this or that, But anyway, get your legal questions into Joe. 315-629-9570 is the text line if you want to text your question. Or give us a call right now, 315-421-9595. He's going to be here for the next 10-15 minutes, so don't wait to get your questions to Joe right now. And I know we got a text that came
in. Yeah, we do. Let's see. A text came in at 315-629-9570. Does child support automatically stop when the child turns 21, or do you have to file a petition through court?
No, I mean, it ends. Your legal obligation ends at 21 unless, for some reason, you agreed in your divorce settlement to pay for college or something above and beyond what the law requires. But the legal age for support for your children is 21. Even though they're adults at 18, your legal obligation goes till 21. But you could have assumed a different obligation, and that could be to any age. And sometimes that is part of a divorce agreement that they'll agree to pay for college or whatever.
So does that, 21 is the...
21's the legal, it ends, your obligation.
Gotcha. Joe Stanley is here. It's Legal Tuesday on the Morning Mass, 315-629-9570. Direct line to the studio to ask Joe a question is 315-421-9595. And don't go alone. You can also contact Joe at the Stanley Law Office anytime. And Joe, how can I reach you?
Sure. My email is joe@StanleyLawOffices.com. The phone number is 1-800-608-3333. And at StanleyLawOffices.com is the website.
Joe, your choice. You want a swimming pool, company car, or pregnancy question?
Wow. Swimming pool.
Okay, this is from someone who works as a nanny. She says, I'm worried about the liability issues I could face with as many as 8 neighborhood kids coming over to swim, either uninvited or invited. They just show up. Is there a release visitors can sign that protect both the homeowner and me, the nanny? It's a big in-ground pool with attached jacuzzi. The kids like to jump off of a 3-foot wall. It's prohibited with the kids that I watch who are 3 and 6, but the neighborhood kids don't listen. They're also not allowed in the pool anytime without my supervision, and the kids I watch do listen. It's mostly the neighbor children that are my main concern. Is there any type of waiver?
Well, my answer to that is uninvited children without their parents' permission in your pool, whether you're a nanny or adult, you shouldn't allow, period. And that's a parental issue, is that they can't sign a release anyways. Children can't sign a release. You have to be 18 to sign any legal releases, so that wouldn't be any good. But you need to not allow them. And the parents have to be told that their children can't be coming and using the pool. And who you work for should be saying that, because, yes, that presents all sorts of problems because, A, they're kind of uninvited. And how do you maintain how do you maintain control over them if the parents don't even know they're there and they're just showing up? That's a whole series of problems that I would never want to be involved in. My answer to you is, as an employee, is to tell who you work for that, listen, this is what's going on. You've got to deal with the neighbor's children and tell them they can't send them here because, A, I don't want to be responsible for them, and you don't want to be responsible for them. The person you work for should know this. That sounds like a major problem right now. If they're not there, they also can be causing trouble for the people, for the children you're supposed to be watching. They can cause injuries. They could, just by doing stupid stuff, hurt the other kids.
Well, and if they're not being supervised in the pool too, that's dangerous.
Yeah. And if, how do you have control over them?
Yeah.
Anyway, the text line is 315-629-9570. And if you can hit us up on the text line with your question, is perfect. 315-421-9595. Joe Stanley's here. Don't go alone. You can contact Joe. How they'd reach you at the Stanley Law Office?
Sure. 1-800-608-3333 is our phone number. joe@stanleylawoffices.com is my email, and at stanleylawoffices.com is our website.
Back to the pools, because I got a question about a pool.
Can Marty sue Joe D for not getting
a
pool?
I wasn't going to go down there.
Oh, okay.
Joe D promised he was going to get a pool, then he bailed out on it, so we're upset about that. But when do you need a fence around a pool? Like an above-ground pool, do you need a fence around that too?
Preventative access, whether it's above ground or in ground, and there's rules for it, and there's codes, and if you don't do it, it's a legal violation.
Those pools that you can buy like at Walmart, the above ground ones that are like they have to have a fence too,
and they have to be if there's an access to them, there has to be a way to prevent anyone from getting in.
Gotcha, okay.
It doesn't matter above or below ground because they're dangerous and there are pretty specific rules now. And, you don't want to have that. You don't want to be in a situation where you're not complying and then something bad happens, because you can face both civil and maybe even criminal responsibility.
No, yeah, I just didn't know if above ground needed a fence around it or not.
Same thing.
Go ahead, Shannon.
Okay, please don't use my name. I got into an accident in the company car while I was working. It turns out there was no insurance on the company car. I'm now being sued along with the business. If I thought the car was insured and got into the accident while working, am I liable, or is the business, or are we both in trouble? Thanks.
Man, that's really a bizarre scenario. The company car was not insured.
I wonder if it lapsed or they didn't pay it or whatever.
That's a bad deal that you're driving. That's not a good day.
Hope your paycheck didn't bounce.
Yeah. Well, as a driver, you're legally responsible. And what I would say is that hopefully you had your own car and turn it over to your own insurance company for your own car or someone in your household. And that coverage should be tendered, even if, because owners and drivers are both responsible. But say, for instance, I'm driving Marty's car. His insurance covers me, and my own insurance covers me also driving Marty's car. So she should, if she does, check out any possible coverages. And really, this is some point you need a lawyer. You really do need a lawyer for this, because if the employer doesn't have any insurance and they don't have any assets, I don't know that you want a judgment against you. Hopefully, there must be a serious kind of injury, because they wouldn't pursue uninsured people because it's a very big problem. So send me an email and we can talk about it more, joe@stanleylawoffices.com, because you really should get a lawyer in that situation because you have a conflict with your employer also.
Joe Stanley is here, Legal Tuesday on the Morning Mess, being brought to you by the Stanley Law Office. Don't go alone. You can contact Joe. And Joe, once again, how can they reach you at your office?
Sure. My email is joe@stanleylawoffices.com. Phone number is 1-800-608-3333 and it's stanleylawoffices.com.
I see a very popular piece of a building is going down right now. I'm actually watching it live. The Cinema North, right off of 81 in Mannydale.
I grew up near the cinema.
Yes, the Syracuse Nostalgia. They're showing live video right now.
Cool.
This building being completely destroyed.
That's fun.
It's been an eyesore for, I mean, how long?
Yeah, it's been vacant for 20 years, hasn't it?
Yeah, I just saw that. I just wanted to share that. All right, we got time for one more question, Sean.
Okay, this question, let's see. There's no names here. We're going through child custody and support right now. I keep seeing imputed income in the papers. I've been at my full-time job for 15 years. My ex only works 10 hours a week because she quit her job when she got mad at her boss without having another setup. It's probably why she's my ex. What the hell is imputed income? Are they talking about mine or hers?
Imputed income means, at least from my understanding as a lawyer would be, is that whatever you do, in other words, it may not be declared income. In other words, you are making money and they make a determination that you have X, that you're making X money, even though it may not be showing up on your tax returns. Okay. That's one thing, because sometimes people hide.
Like under the table.
Right. Yes. They are something like that. Or they hide their ability to make money, or they're really making money and they're giving it to somebody else. That can be the only thing, because imputed means.
So is that basically the court saying liar, liar, pants on fire?
Well,
you really make this much?
Well, yeah. I mean, when you're arguing over someone's ability to make income, they look into all the circumstances. And so you just can't come in and say, I'm not making anything and I'm entitled to child support, because the other side's going to say, well, we know you're doing this. How are you living if you're saying you're only making $100 a week? Ask Al Capone. That's one of those stories.
Okay.
They find it. You live in a house and you have two cars and a boat and you're making $100 a week. You can't do those kind of things eventually. And I run into that problem all the time. People get involved in accidents and they say they can't work anymore. Unfortunately, what their tax returns show
is they're still living a lifestyle.
Yeah, that they're not making any money, but they say they're losing all this money, and
yeah,
you can't really go to court and say I'm losing $40,000 a year when your tax return says you're making $10,000. Well, you can. It's not a good idea.
It doesn't add up. Joe Stanley's here. Thank you very much, Joe. Great questions today. And again, if you can't get the question to us on the Morning Mess, I mean, this is just a little tip of the iceberg of what we try to do. We have Joe come in on Tuesday for Legal Tuesday to try to help out with your legal questions. You can always reach out to Joe. Don't go alone. Contact Joe at the office. And Joe, how can they do that again?
Sure. StanleyLawOffices.com is our website. My email is joe@stanleylawoffices.com. And that woman or person with the employer should send me an email. And the phone number is 1-800-608-3333.
Excellent. We'll do it again next Tuesday with Joe Stanley. And Joe, keep that date, Thursday, August 17th.
I'm going to go write it down so I don't forget.
The Morning Mess Mash. We'll even put you in the VIP section.
And where's it going to be again?
Do you bowl? I want to see you bowl. I bet you're a pretty good bowler.
I used to be a decent bowler, but
Joe's really tall, so I think he can, you know what I mean?
I haven't bowled in the, I don't know how to bowl the newfangled way. I only know how to bowl where
the
you
old
used to
school
put
way.
Your fingers in the, no, they don't do that anymore.
No.
Now
a lot of people just put their hand, yeah, it's weird. But anyway, we'd love to see you there, Joe.
Sure.
We're going to take a break. We'll be right back. One more peek at your Tuesday morning commute on the Morning Mess.